You're tuned to KCPW. We are now in the fifth week of the roughly seven-week state legislative session, and during this year's meeting of lawmakers, we're joined by representatives from Alliance for a Better Utah for our Better Utah legislative update. Today, Matt Lyon, who is strategic advisor to the group, joins us in studio. Matt, thanks for being here again.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a lot going on as we get closer to the end of the session, but maybe today we can start by taking a look at efforts to fund water projects. A couple of initiatives that could potentially fund the Lake Powell Pipeline and the Bear River Pipeline, two controversial infrastructure projects, are making their way through the legislature. What's going on with these?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. So for the first time, water is kind of front and center in the public discourse on the legislative session. I mean, usually it's an issue that's talked about, but it's not at the level of dialogue that this has become this year. And so right from the speaker's opening remarks all the way through the committees and now on the floor, water is a topic that they're talking about a lot. And there's really, there's kind of two ways to look at it. One, there's a fight over funding, right? And then two, there's the actual fight over the various projects and stuff that it might go towards.
Okay. And one of the initiatives that's up there is to try and take money from transportation and reallocate it to water. Is that correct to these big projects?
For the legislature, transportation is, that is the sacred pie that you fund and you kind of hold on to. I mean, there's some statistics that show from 2006 to 2012, transportation increases over 100%, nearly doubles when education and other projects increase maybe 25 to 30%. And so this is the first time, though, that you've got this move to move nearly $500 million from transportation projects over to water projects. And so that's caused a lot of discussion or fights up on the Hill where, transportation advocates clearly want to stay in transportation. A number of powerful legislators who want to fund water projects are trying to move it to water. Education tried to have transportation move to education. The governor wanted that to happen too, but the legislature said no. Hmm. And so it's interesting to see that they're willing to move money from transportation over to water.
Okay, a sort of new front in legislative maneuverings.
That's right.
At some point, the House Revenue and Taxation Committee should hear SB 80, which is this big water infrastructure project. We just don't know when yet. And so we just have to kind of wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, we're watching it closely. I mean, it's been a lot of discussion, and we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a lot of concern over what the impacts are of the Lake Powell Pipeline and what they want to do with the Bear River.
Okay, well, another sort of environmental issue or one that is obviously of importance to Northern Utah's air quality, and there have been, I guess, stalled efforts on air quality.
Yeah, I mean, over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of progress in air quality, where bills have kind of moved in advance. And this year, when we've had one of the worst inversions since 2013, a lot of projects have kind of stalled, and it's really deflated, people's spirits and interest in it. One was that the legislature has a number of bills to fund air quality monitors, which help us, make improvements, decide where to go. And this year, they just didn't fund them. And so by pulling the funding to replace and repair and make updates, it means it really makes it more difficult for us to monitor our air quality. And so a lot of advocates are really disappointed in that. The other really big push is that buildings are becoming, the number one kind of polluter or causes of our inversion. Mm-hmm. It's largely related to the expanding population, new building growth that's happening. There's been a number of, efforts where they would try to get the state to adopt the International Energy Efficiency Building Code. It addresses things like water heaters and furnaces that really helps improve, air pollutants. Those have gone forward and stopped. I mean, there's a bill that's going to, adopt part of the International Energy Efficiency Code that has kind of, that's gotten out of committee. The one to drop the full code has failed,
okay,
or hasn't even been heard yet, I should say.
But so addressing building standards could have an impact on air quality is what advocates for these bills have said.
Yeah, it's a huge impact if it's successful.
Okay. Well, just on air quality for a second, one effort to address air quality in Utah is clean vehicles. And one thing that's been in the news lately is what's going on with the electric car maker Tesla, because they're having a rough time selling their cars in Utah.
Yeah, Tesla's got a different business model. Rather than going to a dealership, they sell straight to the consumer. And by Utah law, a car dealer cannot sell straight to the consumer. So you couldn't go buy a car directly from Ford. You have to go to a Ford dealership and then buy it from the dealership, which then also buys it from Ford. And so Tesla, who has a different business model where you actually go and you order your car and it gets delivered for you, they're not legally allowed to sell in Utah, and that's a real problem.
And they've been trying to do that for a while, so they have a new they're suing the state, is what I've read.
They thought they'd reach a compromise and reach some possibility for it. That didn't look possible, and so now they're threatening to sue.
Okay, well, interesting stuff. Matt Lyon, we are actually out of time, but we will reconvene tomorrow. Thank you once again for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been our Better Utah Legislative Update on KCPW.